Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Wachim Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis. Okay, so we learned the previous Mishnah. Let's say you have someone who's puzzled to do the Avodah, and he's Mekabel the Dam. And he has a Machshava, Shas Maisa, the meat should be eaten in the wrong place or the wrong time. It's meaningless because you don't belong there. You can't puzzle it. Our Mishnah declares the following Shiloh. Again, the Sech Dezvach and Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Kibbal Akasher. Akasher, a person, was Mekabel Adam. V'nasa L'Pasel, for whatever reason, he handed it to someone who's Pasel. So Yachsel Akasher, that person should return it to the Kasher Akayin, who has to continue and bring it to the Mizbeach and complete the Avodah, the Zrika, and so on. Wait a second, but I thought that once a person who's Pasel to do the Avodah does the Avodah with the blood can no longer be used. That's not a problem here. Because this Pasla person didn't do any Avodah with the blood. He just held it in his hands. So Kasher HaKohen can take it from him and use that blood to finish the Avodah. Vayter says the Mishnah, Ki bel b'yaminai, a Kasher HaKohen takes the blood in a bowl with his right hand, v'nasa l'smalai, and puts it in his left hand. The Avodah has to be with your right hand. So Yachsel Liyamina, he just returns it to his right hand. And then keep going, bring it to the Mizbeach, complete the carbon. The fact that he, in the middle, for some reason, passed it from his right hand to his left hand, that doesn't pass it. Vayter says the Mishnah, Kibel b'kli kodesh, he receives the blood in kli kodesh, kli sharis, a special keli for this, that has the kedusha. And for whatever reason, v'nosam b'kli chayl, he pours it into a regular keli that doesn't have kiddusha. Chayil means like weekday. Lack of kiddusha. Again, says the Mishnah, not a problem. Yachzir, he should pour it back l'kli kodesh into the kli sharis and then complete the carbon. So in all these cases, what saves us is the fact is that no avoida was done in its matzav of being pasul. Vayter, says the Mishnah. Nishpach min akli, the blood was received in a keli and then it spilled from the keli al haritzpa, on the floor. The asafi, and he managed to gather it up from the floor and put it back into the keli. Kasher, the blood is kasher. And the kohen continues to do the avodah. Wait a second, didn't we learn before? In Perik Bey's Mishnah Aleph, that if the blood drips to the floor from the animal's neck, it cannot be used? That's because it went from the animal's neck onto the floor. But if Lamaisit first went into a klisharis and then spilled from the klisharis onto the floor, it doesn't become pasul because it fell from the klisharis onto the floor. Vayter says the Mishnah, Nisani al Gabi Hakevesh. A person who is not kosher to do this started the Zrika process, but he threw the blood on the wall of the ramp. Kevesh is the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach instead of the Mizbeach itself. Or shalai keneged hayisayit. He put it on a wall of the Mizbeach that doesn't have a base, like we explained earlier. Not all sides of the Mizbeach had a base. And for the Zrika to be kosher, it has to be on the side of the Mizbeach that has a base. Or this person that's puzzled to do the Avaida put it in the wrong place. Nasa nesanitan in lemata. He took blood that should have been below the middle point of the Mizbeach. Lamaila, and put it up on top. Vesanitanam lamaila, what should have been on top, lamata, he put it below. Or asanitanam bifnim, he took blood that should be inside the hechel, bachutz, and he put it on the outside mizbeach. Or vesanitanam bachutz bifnim, or he took blood that should have been on the outside mizbeach and put it on the inside. So he was like a puzzle to do the zrika, but he didn't really do a zrika. I mean, physically he threw the blood, but in the wrong place. So zak the Mishnah yesh dama nefesh. If there is still lifeblood in the animal, like we explained earlier, what that means, blood that's still spritzing, that's the blood that you need. Yachzer akasher v'yakabel. Akasher, a person, can go back and take more blood and continue on with the avodah, even though normally, if the zrik is done on the wrong part of the mizbeach, you can't just get new blood and do it again. But here it's different. The problem is the solution. The fact that this puzzle person didn't do it right, he put it on the wrong place, means that Zrika doesn't count. It's as if it was never done. Ah, so if it was never done, So we still have a chance for a kosher kayan to do it properly. So again, basically this mission is telling us. So again, quickly chazering over. Kosher kayan was makabel adam, gave it to a person that's pasul. As long as that person who's pasul didn't do any avoida with it, you can take it back. If the kayan passed it to his left hand, just put it back to your right hand. If he was makabel it in a klisharis and poured it into a klichel, pour it back. If it spilled from the keli onto the floor, gather it up. It's kosher, as long as it started out in a keli. If a person who is pasul to do the zrika did zrika, but in the wrong place, he did it on the wall of the ramp, or he did it on the side of the mizbech where there's no yisoid, or blood that should have been at the bottom of the mizbech was put on top, or the other way around, what should have been in the heichel was on the outside mizbech, or the other way around, as long as there's still dam nefesh, a kosher can take the new dam and go ahead with the avodah.